Hi, cheap astronomy listeners. Now, you know we have to move to this 2-week schedule. But just to tide you over, here's a little snippet the folks at the Smart Enough to Know Better podcast asked me to record for their Walk of Shame segment. And if you don't know what that means, maybe you should try listening to the Smart Enough to Know Better podcast. Hi, Greg and Dan. Thanks for inviting me to contribute to the Walk of Shame. Back in episode 12, Greg had this to say about Hawking radiation.
Hawking radiation would require, to actually put it out, Hawking radiation, the background universe would have to be quite cold. So you don't have to worry about the Hawking radiation way off into the future.
Now here's the real story. According to quantum physics, the universe is full of quantum fluctuations. A single photon dissociates into a matter and antimatter pair, let's say an electron and a positron, and then those two particles collide and annihilate, producing a photon. So you go from a photon back to a photon, which means there's a net energy production of zero. And the whole thing happens within a tiny space of time called a Planck time, so no one's going to notice it happened anyway. But if you have a quantum fluctuation near a black hole, and one of the particle-antiparticle pair goes into the black hole, then A, the one that goes into the black hole, annihilates with an opposite particle in there, and B, the one left over joins the outside universe without being annihilated. And it's this remaining particle that represents Hawking radiation. So it's not really electromagnetic radiation, but an output of something like electrons or positrons. Anyhow, the net result is that the black hole decreases in mass, since one particle that was already in there was annihilated, and the universe outside the black hole gains one particle. This process is supposedly how black holes will eventually evaporate, although it will take them a Google years or more to do so. That's Google, O-L, not Google, L-E. A Google years is 1 times 10 to the power of 100 years, or 1 with 100 zeros after it. Okay, thanks. Steve Nerlich, Cheap Astronomy.